Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Good morning, everyone. So the lead story in the New York Times today is a tax day poll. It's mostly designed to describe the demographics of the Tea Party movement as compared to America as a whole, and we'll get into what they found. We'll also talk to a couple of Tea Party supporters. But some of the most interesting results to me are those of the general population. Perhaps most strikingly, most Americans, including most Tea Party supporters, as I mentioned before the news, think their own income taxes this year are fair. 62% of Americans said that. 60% of Republicans think their taxes this year are fair. And even 52% of Tea Party supporters told the pollsters that they think their taxes this year are fair. Do you view President Obama unfavorably? Well, 84% of Tea Partiers view the president unfavorably, but only 33% of all adults surveyed view the president unfavorably. Just a 33% unfavorable rating for the president after all the yelling and screaming. 58% of Americans support Roe versus Wade. Only 12% of Americans describe themselves as very conservative. Only 12%. I suspect that entire 12% listens to the radio a lot. And if you think of Tea Party supporters as hicks with pitchforks, it may surprise you to learn that Tea Partiers are more likely to be college educated and to make a six-figure income than the average American. Then again, a Gallup poll has found that almost half the Tea Party members make less than $50,000 a year, which means they are paying zero income taxes this year, most likely, yet they are out there today at anti-tax rallies. So to begin our program on this tax day, do you think your own taxes are fair? We do want Tea Party supporters to call in. We know you're out there. Some of you have called in before. And anyone else at 212-433-WNYC, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, 212-433-9692, or post to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Along the way, we'll talk to two Tea Party guests, one from the Staten Island Tea Party movement, and we'll also talk to someone from a group of wealthy Americans who wants their taxes raised. But for you, on this tax day, do you think your own income taxes are fair this year? 212-433-WNYC. Let's have this conversation. The country's having it. 212-433-9692. Joanne in Fort Greene, you're on WNYC. Thanks so much for calling.
Hi. I have always felt that my taxes were fair. I've never had a problem until last year. My husband and I bought a property as an investment property in Fort Greene. We hired people to renovate it, turn it into a beautiful rental building. We put renters in it at reasonable prices, and we paid for all of this out of our own money. And when we went to do our taxes, we were told that we make too much money to get any deductions for any of the work that we did on that property. Hmm. And when you think about how many people we hired, how much cash we put out, and that we have housed four wonderful families in a neighborhood that deserves good housing, and that we don't get one tax break for it, it just explained to me why landlords don't upgrade their properties. And there's no benefit. The only benefit comes when you're selling the property.
Uh-huh.
And when you look at what's been going on in real estate with buying and selling, it adds to the picture.
Why wouldn't the renovations that you did be considered a business expense that wouldn't be subject to how much personal income you're making?
That's a good question. That's the question I'm trying to figure out.
You may need another.
But if you have a certain income, I understand that you get up to $25,000 in deductions on that kind of work if your income comes below a certain number.
Are you willing to say in rough terms how much you and your husband made and how much income tax you're paying for the year?
I don't want to say how much we made, but we are paying a lot of money. We don't fall into any category in which we get any sort of help or break. Mm-hmm. You know, we're both professional people. We make good salaries.
Do you know your actual rate? Do you know your effective income tax rate, the percentage, at the end of the day?
Well, we're definitely over that 33%.
Yeah. Joanne, thank you and good luck. Might ask another tax expert about whether you can take a business deduction for what you did. That's my first reaction. Lester in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lester.
Oh, hi. I'd like to. I've got some money, and I'm retired, and I got a tremendous tax break this year. It's as most of the tax breaks, they're slanted towards the rich, and I'm well to do. Don't consider myself super rich, but I've got enough money, and because of the tax break, I wasn't forced to take a mandatory a retirement payout from my retirement funds, and I happen to have enough money, so I didn't need it, and I just kept the money in, and I saved $20,000-$30,000, and but if I had less money, I would have had to take it out and pay taxes.
So in your opinion, without asking you what you personally made, should the Bush tax cuts on people making $250,000 a year or more be allowed to expire next year?
Oh, sure. But
that would take a bite out of you.
Yeah, but I'm of two minds about that because, with a proviso that a good deal of my tax, I don't feel bad about not paying taxes. I think most Americans.
You mean you don't feel bad about paying taxes? Is that what you mean to say?
No, I don't feel bad about not paying taxes because most tax money goes to the military, and I think it's just throwing. I think the poor are paying in a disproportionate share of their income.
Lester, thank you. Although there was that finding that people making under $50,000 this year or for 2009 are generally paying zero income taxes if they have child deductions and a few basic ones like that. Let's take one more for the moment, and then we're going to talk to somebody in a group of wealthy individuals who says, raise our taxes, please. Valerie in Hempstead. First, you're on WNYC. Hi, Valerie.
Hi, how's it going? I think our taxes are outrageous. For example, I pay $12,000 a year for my property tax. I paid out $15,000 out of my income. That's not including paying into my pension and health insurance. And then turn around, my school district is horrible, so I have to send my child to a private school. So basically, I'm spending over 40-some-odd thousand, and I haven't started eating yet.
Well, a lot of those are private expenses, not taxes, right? The school and the pension fund.
The school is not is not a tax, but the property tax at $12,000 is.
That's a lot of property tax. What about the income tax? Do you know your rate? Do you know what rate you pay, and do you think it's unfair, or can you not even separate it from the total tax burden, including local property taxes?
No, I don't think that's fair at all.
Your income tax rate?
My income tax rate is close to, 30-something.
Percent.
Yeah, I would say it's either 28 or 30, something like that.
And you think that's too much?
Oh, I think that's outrageous, yes. Especially in the state of New York.
Because of all the local.
Taxes are crazy.
Yeah, all the local
burden.
I don't
understand what they're doing with all this money.
Valerie, thank you for your call. With us now, and we're going to take more of your calls on the question, do you think your own income taxes for tax year 2009 are fair? Don't forget to get it in today. Most people don't line up at the post office anymore, the e-file. So go to a computer near you. 212-433-WNYC. Our lines are full at the moment, so you can also post the answer to that question on our page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And joining us now is Eric Schoenberg, a behavioral economist at Columbia University's Business School and a member of something called the Responsible Wealth Network. Professor Schoenberg, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And first of all, for people who have never heard of it, what is the Responsible Wealth Network?
So we are a group of high net worth and or high income individuals who are in favor of trying to make our tax system fairer. We believe the system has been tilted excessively towards the rich over the last 30 years. And not only are we in favor of, for example, rescinding the Bush tax on the cut on the wealthy, but we're taking action. So part of what we're doing is we've taken a pledge to give away every dollar that we've saved as a result of these tax cuts to organizations like, for example, United for a Fair Economy, which Responsible Wealth is a project of, that are fighting for a fair tax system, and also to organizations that we think have suffered as a result of those tax cuts.
And just to be clear about you, and so listeners don't get a false impression, you're not making $250,000 a year as a Columbia University professor. Is that correct?
That is correct.
But you're here as a wealthy individual because of other income?
Yeah. So I have a somewhat complicated situation. My father was a very successful entrepreneur whose business effectively provided me with something of a starting point. And then I was an investment banker. I was a partner in an investment bank during the 1990s. So I basically, the bulk of my income comes from dividends and interest and capital gains on an accumulated portfolio. And I did find your earlier conversation very interesting, talking with people about fairness. I think this is really a misunderstood issue. I think that people are, in fact, less concerned about the absolute level of dollars and more concerned about the fairness of the system. And I think people do have an intuitive sense that the system has been tilted excessively to the wealthy. So, for example, you asked an earlier caller whether they knew what their actual tax rate was. Well, I sat down and calculated in my own case what my tax rate was, and I'm sure some people are going to be pretty unhappy to hear this. I'm not doing anything improper. I'm paying as much as I should be, and I calculated my tax rate as about 13% of my adjusted gross income.
This is your effective federal income tax rate.
Total federal income tax rate.
How?
Okay. So the first and most important reason is because for a variety of reasons over the last 30 years, taxes have been lowered substantially on accumulated capital. So today there's a capital gains rate of 15% and there's a rate on what are called qualified dividends of 15%. So the starting point is I'm basically paying a marginal rate of 15% on incremental income. But some of the oddities of the tax system mean that I actually pay a very high percentage in state tax. I live in New Jersey. And since that is notionally deductible, that drives my tax rate down somewhat, although I end up in the alternative minimum tax. And then also because I actually have been fulfilling this pledge for a number of years, I have, in fact, been giving away every last dollar that I saved as a result of the Bush tax cuts since they were instituted in 2002. So because that is a relatively high percentage of my income, that is a deduction that I take.
Well, good for you. But there's, you heard Valerie in Hempstead, and she didn't sound like she's in the 250,000 plus category that would have their taxes raised if the Bush tax cuts expire. But when you take everything into account, income tax, Medicare and Social Security taxes, state and local income taxes, property taxes, you said you live in New Jersey, so in that case, the state taxes are high, and I guess your property taxes are high. The highest earners may come close to giving up 50% of their earnings to the government.
You know, I hear this regularly, and certainly in many cases that's going to be true. But what I think people do not appreciate is the really highest earners are in generally people who receive the bulk of their income from capital gains and dividends. And they're not paying anything close to 50% currently. I mean, I did sit down and look at income taxes as a whole, including state taxes, and I calculated my tax burden at about 20%. But you mentioned Medicare and Social Security taxes. Well, remember, those are not applied, or actually now with the recent health care bill, there is a small portion that's going to be applied. But by and large, those are not applied to investment income. So there, too, you know, we focus on income taxes, but the majority of Americans pay more in Social Security and Medicare taxes than they pay in income taxes.
By the way, listeners, we're curious to know how you would change the tax system. Valerie, you may want to go and chime in on this, but of course anyone can and should. If you go to comment on this topic at WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. We also have a form there where you can answer a survey question, which is how would you redo the tax system? Would you change to a value-added tax as opposed to an income tax, as some people propose, or would you flatten the tax, or would you make it more progressive and curvy? What would you do to change the actual tax system if you could? We have a box there where you can fill out your answers, and we'll do a segment on this subsequently, maybe tomorrow. But 212-433-WNYC on the phone, but go to WNYC.org as well. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Tell us how you would redo tax day for the future. Eric Schoenberg is with us for just another couple of minutes, part of the so-called Responsible Wealth Network. They have a website, which is faireconomy.com. Do I have that right?
Yes.
Fair Economy. Let's see. I'm looking this up. Yes. Oh, .org. Right. Faireconomy.org/tax pledge.
And yes, there's also, for those who are curious about the impact of the Bush tax cuts for the wealthy on their own situation, we have a website called wealth.org. where you can go and take the pledge, and I certainly encourage others to do it. But you can also just figure out what the impact has been on you personally.
And the media are portraying your group, because you have gotten some other publicity, as some odd ducks for being wealthy and wanting to pay more taxes. Do you think you are odd ducks in your income group?
Well, I'll tell you this. There was a recent poll that came out that said that 64% of people with household incomes of greater than $250,000 a year, that is to say, people who would be affected, were in favor of rescinding the Bush tax cuts on the wealthy. So, you know, it's an interesting number. My view is no, there are a lot of people who feel this way.
And didn't most, I don't have the stat, I don't know if you do, but didn't most wealthier voters pull the lever for Barack Obama in 2008?
I believe that's true. I don't have the statistic either.
And we'll try to check that. Let's see if we, I'm asking our producers to see if we can check that stat. But if that's true, if that's true, knowing full well, I imagine that he ran very much on letting the Bush tax cuts expire on the top 2%.
Absolutely. And, you know, I certainly hope that's the way Congress is going, but I think it's important for people to get out there and let their voice be heard that we do care about this issue.
So put on your Columbia Business School professor's hat for just a second before you go and tell me what you think about, and you don't have to take your citizen's hat off, but add your business professor's hat. What do you think about a value-added tax or consumption tax that some people promote to replace, or some say supplement, the income tax?
So a value-added tax is generally a good way of raising tax revenue. The obvious problem is it does tend to be a heavier burden for poorer people. So I think there is a significant fairness issue. There have been those who've suggested, there is a recent piece by my friend Bob Frank in the New York Times suggesting a progressive consumption tax, which applies a higher burden on money spent by the wealthy than on money spent by the poor. I think that's a generally good idea, but there's all kinds of issues with the tax system. I would be the first to agree we have a overly complicated tax system that could be significantly improved. But in the short term, I think the one thing we need to be doing is addressing our fiscal problems by making sure that the rich are paying their fair share.
And here it is. Of those voters earning $200,000 or more in 2008, 52% for Obama, 46% for John McCain.
You know, there was a, since you alluded to the Tea Party, and I know you're going to have some guests from there as well. One other interesting aspect of this poll is they asked people to say whether they had a favorable or unfavorable view of the Tea Party. So not necessarily people who associated directly. And then they looked specifically at those people. And they asked a question about whether they would support higher taxes on people with incomes of $1 million or greater. And even Tea Party people were evenly divided on this question.
Well, we'll ask a couple in a minute and see if they're evenly divided. Eric Schoenberg, a behavioral economist at Columbia University's Business School and a member of the Responsible Wealth Network, advocating higher taxes on people in their own income group. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.